Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Listen, it is the holistic truth, but it's also the truth that this gentleman that we're going to pay tribute to is the best friend anybody could ever have, one of the most dedicated people in the business of natural and holistic medicine. I've been talking about it all week on the radio. I've been talking about it on social media, and I've been promoting it really heavy this morning because it's all about Dr. Joseph Honigman. They don't come much better. Getting ready to head to a well-deserved retirement after a great body of work and, of course, many years with the Weiner Wellness Center. And to start it off, he's the practice manager, and he, of course, from the Weiner Wellness Center and part of the Holistic Truth, Joe Messina, along with our guy, Jamie Dorley. So, Joe, it's up to you to begin to get ready to pay tribute to that other Joe. How are you? Good afternoon.
Hey, Rob. Well, you know what? Last night we had his retirement dinner, Dr. H's retirement dinner, and Jamie kicked it off, and I brought it home. So today I'll kick it off. And let Jamie bring it home. But we're not going to, well, we might roast him a little bit, Dr. H.
You can't do a toast without a roast.
You can't do a toast without a roast. That's right. So, you know what? It's just been one, you know, heck of a couple weeks here. And, you know, today is Dr. H's last day. And as we said at the very beginning, it's a bittersweet thing. We're happy for him. We love him. We're sorry to see him go, but we're happy for him. And, you know, we had a lot of fun last night, everybody sharing stories. So now today is Dr. H's turn to say a temporary goodbye to the world of radio health. What do you think?
Well, first of all, thank you, Rob. You've just been fantastic. You're the ultimate professional. And you're always so gracious and welcoming. So thank you for all the times that we spent together and how wonderful you've been. Next, I want to thank Jamie and Joe. They've just been outrageously wonderful to me. And the retirement party was great. I spoke way too long.
We have it on tape. Don't worry.
Which I'm sure is going to be played over and over again as part of the roast. I am now part of Frick Park. You know how much I love Frick Park. And I am now going to be permanently part of that as a brick in the wall. So, you know, when you say, hey, you know, you're just another brick in the wall. Well, no, I'm not just another brick in the wall. I'm a special brick in the wall. I'm a Frick brick in the wall. And I will, and believe me, I know this sounds crazy, but like that was the best present that anybody could get me. In fact, like the day before, I was sitting up on a bench, and on the bench there was like this little testimonial and said, "So and so loved Frick Park, and he would love to have met you." And I'm thinking, yeah, I would have loved to have met this guy too. And I was thinking, wow, that's really cool. You know, he's going to be part of Frick Park forever. And now, so will I. So,
well,
thank you, Joe. Thank you, Jamie.
It was either that or a Rolex. So, you know.
Why? You don't need a Rolex.
You don't need a Rolex.
He's got time by a sundial, Bob. He's going to be on the beach. What's he going to do with a Rolex?
That's why we went with the brick.
Listen, I know you guys are excited, but don't everybody talk at once because I can't make out what you're saying and you're just having too much fun down there. But listen, one of the things that I think we need to stress about him, and he's so humble, and Jamie has explained it all the time, as has Joe. Look, I go back to the great Dr. Weiner, who was truly one of the best inspirations that I've ever had in my life. He was always there for me. He became a friend. We sat shoulder to shoulder, and we would lift off every single week with his show. And he was absolutely dazzling and amazing to meet. And one of the things that I remember, whenever he talked about those of Honigman, as well did you, Jamie, and you, Joe, and everyone else, Dr. Orbach, Jeffrey Nisnik, was his ability to educate. And he was a great teaching tool. Not only did he teach me about natural medicine, and I love the guy, and I consider him a friend and will always, till my final day on this earth, he always took time to listen to you and ask about your children and about life, and he would always leave me with an inspirational message on the air and as he walked out of the building to grab the most out of life and how the little things could mean so much as far as making big differences in your life, whether it was a walk in Frick Park or just taking a little bit extra time to take care of your body. So, Joe, I'm going to let you begin the final 2 minutes of this segment and then Jamie jump in. We're going to hear much more from Dr. Honigman throughout the hour, but when it came to being a caring and educated individual when it comes to everyone's total well-being, mentally, physically, emotionally, I don't think anybody cared more or put more into it during his time on this show or at the Weiner Wellness Center than Joseph Honigman. Joe, take it away, Messina.
Well, you know, if his middle initial was P, it would stand for preparation.
Absolutely.
Nobody prepared like Doc did for his patients, for his radio broadcasts, for his workshops. Nobody did, you know, and it showed because the level of education, like you said, was unbelievable. And, you know, Tracy Straub, when she would do the workshops for the Wellness Weeks and the virtual summit, she was always blown away by Doc's preparation, professionalism, and knowledge. And I think that that's something that we'll probably try to pull him out of retirement for once or twice. What do you think, Jeff?
Absolutely. When I've described Dr. Honigman so many times, I call him Alphabet Soup because after his name, Rob, you got the bachelor's degree, you have the MPH, Master's in Public Health, Doctor of Chiropractic, and he was so passionate and still is so passionate about learning. He never stops reading, preparing. And last night I was joking with him and said, you know, I know him for so long, but I don't really know him. But I really do know him. And, I learned he's very passionate, kind, and gentle. You know, I brought my daughter in recently, and she's a little apprehensive. And within a minute or two, she was at ease. And then when she left, she says, can I meet with him again? And I was telling the story last night when I was not feeling real well. I hurt my neck and back, and my arm was numb to where I didn't have feeling in two fingers. You know, he took the time to look up some old books, brought Dr. Orbach in, and they got to the bottom of this right away. And within a couple of treatments, I was feeling back to almost 100%. So that goes to, a testament of his really his dedication. And that's what we're going to miss the most is his passion. And I don't really use the word sweet very often, especially for a male, but he's a sweet gentleman, this guy. I tell you what, kind, passionate, and he's very, very sweet to people. And, when he has to, he does have that spark about him. So he does get fired up every now and then, but I always say don't confuse his kindness with weakness,
but
very kind gentleman.
Well, this goes to show how gracious you two are, as is the Weiner Wellness Center, because you're giving me a gift by doing this for him. And not to mention, he's the son of a Philadelphia police officer, his beautiful mother, his time in Florida with her, and of course, just that great town that he calls home, Philadelphia, his place that he grew up. We're so fortunate to have had him here in Pittsburgh, and he'll still be a big part of this city. But he has been such an inspiration, and he just motivates me every time I'm around him. And I was always the student who was like a sponge. Even though I may not understand everything, it was always a joy to get educated and to sit across the console from him. And as much as I am happy for him, I will miss him, but I know that he will not be that far away. So we're going to come back. We have lots more to get to. But, Joe, as we go to break, let's remind everyone, July is almost here, and that'll be another opportunity for another Weiner Wellness Week, right?
Oh, it'll be here before you know it, Rob. Yep, the 17th through the 24th of July will be our summer splash. And it'll be another one of those bittersweet. It'll be the first one without Dr. H. But, you know, it's going to be big. We're going to have all kinds of specials. We're going to have the food truck back. That was a big hit last time. So the food truck from Horizon will be back. We'll be giving everybody a free lunch all week long, 17th to the 24th. Of course, big sales, great summits, great workshops. They're being planned as we speak, and the schedule is almost completely full already. So it's going to be big. We're looking forward to it with the weather finally breaking, summertime, people getting out and finally just enjoying the outdoors. Well, we're going to have tables set out outside so that when they do get their lunch from Horizon, they'll be able to sit outside, have a great lunch, have a nice picnic atmosphere here. And it's just going to, you know, before you know it, July 17th will be here. So we're gearing up for it already, Rob. And we just had Dr. Orbach join us as well. I think we're going to be having a lot of guests coming in on this hour.
Sounds great. And we're going to continue to take a stroll down memory lane, but also look ahead on what they can do for you and your health at the Weiner Wellness Center. This is the Holistic Truth with Rob Pratt and company from the Weiner Wellness Center. They're on location. And I am, of course, here at Odyssey 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDK. We'll be right back. All right, let's see if I got this right. Now, you got Jamie Dorley, you've got Joe Messina, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and the man of the hour, of course, the retiring Dr. Joseph Honigman. This is kind of a special broadcast of the Holistic Truth, and rightfully so, with the man who's special to all of us. So let's get back to the crew and continue to look back at an incredible working legacy of one of the best, Dr. Joseph Honigman. And leading the way in this segment number two is Joe Messina. Joe?
Well, you know, I'm going to turn it over immediately to Dr. Orbach because I want to make sure that and we're cutting into his lunch hour, so he's up here, of course, to see his buddy off, and I'm going to turn it over to him and let him give his final goodbyes to Dr. H on the air.
Well, I met Dr. H when we were practicing on the South Side. Dr. H just, I guess, wandered in is the only way to put it. He was in town to visit the University of Pittsburgh, no finer institution exists, contemplating getting a master's degree program in public health. And we were just talking. I mean, we just talked about the virtues of living in Pittsburgh, the highlights of going to Pitt, the possibility of working at the Weiner Wellness Center. And I think the next day, Dr. H had lunch with Dr. Weiner, and they struck a deal, and here we are, what, 13 years later? 14 years later.
Didn't you talk about it going somewhere nice?
Yeah. Actually, there was a very good program in a very cold city that will remain nameless. And there was a very good program in a very warm city that will remain nameless. And now he's taking off for that very warm city. Yeah. So he's going to have the best of all worlds. But it was a fantastic run. I mean, I focus on musculoskeletal chiropractic, and Dr. H certainly does some of that, but he's more focused on nutrition and lifestyle and neurovisceral, and it's just great to have two people who practice the same profession, who aren't in competition for the same patients, but rather sharing patients and sharing ideas and just coexisting so well down the hall from one another. It's been a pleasure. It's been a true pleasure. I mean, I'm grateful to Dr. H for what I've learned from him in terms of nutrition and in terms of conducting himself like a professional and in terms of just being a human being who takes care of himself and sees to what he has to see to. And, you know, I think there are a lot of people out there who were very lucky to have been his patient at one point or another. And I think there are a lot of other people who heard him on the radio and had a chance to benefit from some of his expertise and some of the things that he's interested in, and talking about him like he's not even here. Hi, Dr. H. So I think I speak for everybody when I just, Dr. H, I just wish you well. I know that you'll be up to to good stuff. And you talk about the first step is just acclimating yourself to new surroundings. But I think we all know that in some way, shape, or form, you'll stay active in as a healthcare provider, or as, at least as a consultant. So all the best, my friend. All the best.
You're up, H.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Orbach. You were the first person I met in Pittsburgh, literally the first person. And if not for you, I would not be here. And right from the beginning, you provided the support, both emotionally and with your knowledge, to enable me to like have this run. And this run is extremely important to me because this is my passion. And we talk about, like, you know, this is something that you'll always, you know, that someday you're going to pick back up. Well, I'll never let it go because this is not a job. This is my life. Yeah. This is a passion. This is what I feel my purpose on earth is. And so.
So good that for someone to find that. Many people never do.
I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people say, you know, well, my passion is photography, but I have to make a living at, you know, being a security guard or being a waiter. You know, I've been given the opportunity to do what I love and earn a living. And I'm very grateful for everybody who's enabled me and helped me do this, including Dr. Weiner. I mean, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. Obviously, I learned so much from him over the years. Dr. Orbach, Jamie, and Joe, through the years, I mean, we've actually really known each other and maybe a little bit more distant and now much more close. But from when we began here in Southside, we've all been here in this new location together. I also want to thank all of the listeners who come in and listen every week. We appreciate you so much. Without you, we couldn't exist. We couldn't do what we love. Or, you know, I would be talking to my house plants. They're good listeners.
You do that anyway.
I do still do that. And they're very good listeners. But I don't get as good as advice. So, you know, I like the all around. I like the totality of the experience. So, and Rob, to you, you've always been so gracious, like I said before, and so helpful. And I appreciate every moment that I've had. And once more, this is the opportunity to do what I love, to be able to be a chiropractor and be this lifestyle and functional wellness doctor is truly a blessing. You know, I haven't, you know, I try to stay away from God, you know, on the air, but I have to do it, you know, and I thank God that I've been able to do this because,
you're
of course,
still
that's
to
ultimate.
Do that.
Yeah, I'm still allowed to do that. And ultimately, you know, that's you know, the final thank you's got to go there. Other than that, I'm going to continue doing this. It's never going to end till the day I die. I learn something new all the time. That's another thing that I'm very grateful for, is like when you're with a patient, sometimes they will say something new and you will learn something. And you know, you grow from that experience. Yep. I grow from the experience of my colleagues, from of course, Dr. Orbach, who's provided so much, but Jeffrey Nisnik. And I'm sorry I haven't had more time to spend with Ashley Rossi, who's a new addition. She's beautiful and brilliant. And you talk about sweet, right? You know, I mean, she is extremely compassionate. And we talk about Jeff Nisnik, who always, always has a smile on his face and something warm to say to the person who is being healed by him together as a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And the new doctor,
Dr. Phil,
who is, you can see that, the brilliance in Dr. Phil, just waiting to be unleashed upon the public. And all of this makes up the world of wellness, this wonderful place, that people are going to continue to have this opportunity to go and to not just be come in and experience the healing of the practitioners. But this is going to be a place where you feel the healing when you walk through the door. It's changing every moment. And I'm sad that I'm not going to be here to experience that, you know, with all of what you're doing. I mean, this place, first of all, physically is turning into something beautiful. So I'm gonna go on and on. I went on and on last night, so I'm gonna cut myself off.
No, you don't have to, because we've got another half hour, another two segments, and we just want you to get it all out, Doc. In fact, we're gonna ask you for some great vignettes and some advice for your listeners out there in the second half of the show. But Rob, I guess, you know, we're probably all going to be fighting for a little time here to do Dr. H stories. But
well, listen, that's perfectly okay. But one of the things, I know him because his mind is always on point when it comes to holistic health and being good to your body. One thing, if you know him, you realize this guy is in incredible shape still because he practiced what he preaches. And one of the big things when it comes to retirement, when you get to that age, you want to do it healthy. So if retirement is down the road for you, or maybe here sooner than maybe you'd think, well, guess what? You want to be as healthy as you can to be able to take that step into retirement and grab the most out of retirement because you've worked for it. And you can't do it when you're not healthy. So the baby boomers, people my age, 10 years younger, 5 years younger, you need to call and make an appointment and to get on a regimen and let them show you the way, as Dr. Hahnemann did for so many ways and so many years to people. So when they have gotten to retirement, people that have been following him and a part of his practice for the last 10 or 15 years, you can be upright, you can be physically strong, healthy, and you can be anticipating a healthy and rich and rewarding retirement. Because without your health, retirement really is not going to give you what you deserve. The most, the best. You've worked for it. You owe it to yourself. So call now and make an appointment. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Back with more of our salute to the retiring Dr. Joseph Hahnemann, The Holistic Truth, KDKA. I'm going to have Joe Messina and Jamie just talk about this briefly, and then Dr. Hahnemann can jump in as well. They have a lot more to get to, but I just want to kind of dovetail on what I was saying going into the break, and it was from the heart. You know, we really at that Weiner Wellness Center, The Holistic Truth, every week are trying to give people good information and to educate them, as Dr. Hahnemann has done so many times in his practice and on the radio, so they can reach retirement and do all the things that they've always wanted to do. Joe, you know as well as I do, so many people sadly get to that retirement and they're debilitated. They can't get up and do what they should be able to do because they took their eye off the ball. We're all guilty of it. But this program, the Weiner Wellness Center, what we do every week, the supplements, nutrition, chiropractic care, we can give people that opportunity, the best gift of all when it comes to retirement, that is total, holistic, wonderful, natural health that will give them to enjoy retirement to its fullest. That's why this program is so important, is it not, Joe?
Well, you know, the thing that the reason Dr. Hahnemann had such a big contribution is because of the lifestyle approach that he takes with his patients. As Jamie mentioned, master's in public health, you know, nutrition knowledge, you know, unmatched. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, like you hit it right on the head. We're not interested in extending someone's lifespan as much as we are their health span. We want them to be vital, active, strong, up until the end. And that's why the lifestyle program works so well. Jen?
Yeah, and we always say we can't guarantee more years to life, but more life to the years. Nothing worse than seeing someone retire. We've all experienced it, you know, and maybe they pass away, or even worse, they lose their independence. Could you imagine? The last 5, 10, 15 years for most people is not very productive, right? You work all these years to get to that point, and then you can't really enjoy it. And that's why Dr. Hahnemann here, you know, he is the leader in this, because at his young age, how old are you, Doc?
68.
I mean, God, I showed a picture that we took him recently, and my kids asked me, they're like, how old is Dr. Hahnemann? I said, I think he's in his 60s. They says, what? He looks younger than you do.
Yeah.
So, of course, that was right after their allowance day. So,
yeah, of course. After, yeah.
But, no, it was funny because, you know, we were talking to Dr. Hahnemann recently on the team here, Rob. We're going through our backgrounds, and we're not making any claims here, but Dr. Hahnemann worked with cardiology department and a well-known cardiologist, And he was reversing heart disease, what, over 30 years ago with lifestyle?
It was probably close to almost 40 now. It seems, it does seem like a really long time, but certainly like at least 35. Unfortunately, when you get my age, 35 and 37 years, like, don't seem very long apart.
You know, I was working as a certified personal trainer. I've gone through the American College of Sports Medicine's program because that way I can work with some of these cardiovascular patients. And I had a few patients that did so well on my program, but it takes time. And remember, everybody that's listening out there, you're either getting better or getting worse. And Dr. Yates gave me a great compliment last night. I know it was really dark in that place, but he goes, "You're looking better." I said, "I'm trying to get better. I've been following your practices." And, hey, we're patients too, Rob.
Yep.
You know, I meet with Dr. Orbach, Dr. Hahnemann. I met with Adam today, Dr. Phil. I meet with Jeff. I meet with all types of healthcare professionals here at the office because they all have the uniqueness about them, and they all give you a little bit different type of treatment, and you can benefit from all of them. So if you're a woman out there and you're struggling with weight, set up a time to meet with Ashley Rossi. Right?
Absolutely, yes.
If you're dealing with physical medicine, structure, pain, lack of mobility, you know, set up a time with Dr. Orbach or Dr. Phil. You know, if you're not sure what your issue is, normally I'd say Dr. Hahnemann, but set it up with Jeff Nisnik, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And then it all rotates back with Adam because he does a lot of that muscle therapy and trigger point. So there's no shortage of people here. And if you're not sure what to do, come into the Wellness Week, and we can sit down with you for free, do some talking, do some testing, and we can help direct you to the best person and the best program. I think that's the biggest benefit people get is they're getting a customized program. The philosophies are similar, but we customize for each person. And I love that you've done this work for 35, 40 years. So we have a lot of experience that we can draw from. You know, I was using my example when I was hurt. You know, I went to see Dr. Hahnemann. He pulled in Dr. Orbach and pulled out books and, you know, did a lot of homework. And that really meant a lot. You know, the quality and the genuineness of the care is sometimes just almost just as much as or as important as the care itself.
Dr. O?
Well said, Jamie. I mean, I think that one of the big things that we don't talk about enough when it comes to care is the intent. And all the names that we've mentioned of the people who work here, I mean, I know I've had private and public conversations with all the practitioners, and just once again, I'm lucky to work with people who care so much about patients and put the patient's needs first and go out of their way and go the extra step and all that kind of stuff. And Jamie, you hit the nail on the head once again about if you're listening and you know there's something wrong and you're not really certain what it is and it's a wide variety of a collection of symptoms, show up at Wellness Week. That there are enough people floating around in between patients to have scheduled time on the floor just to have a short conversation and just maybe point you in a direction and hope we can have follow through. Something that we've done very, very well here for a long time. And it's on the agenda to continue to do very well.
You know, just a short time ago, we had somebody in the nutrition store with an issue, and Dr. Hahnemann had just happened to be walking by. I said, "Doc, I think I need your help on this one." And then Doc talked to him for a while, and he said, "No, Joe, I think he needs Jeff Nisnik more than me." So that's the kind of, you know, like that Dr. Orbach was referring to. That's what happens here. It's about the patient. It's not about the doctor's ego. It's who can help him better. Let's do what we can for the client, for the patient. And that's the kind of thing that you see here all the time. And I know, Dr. Hahnemann, you probably got a ton of stories. And the last segment is going to be all him. We're going to shut up. But we got to talk about him a little bit first before we can do that. And
let's hear some of the things you do, because you are the poster child for wellness.
Yes.
I know you do mind, body, and spirit. Let's hear some of your things, because I'm going to take some notes.
You know, Jamie, that's a great segue, because it's true. It's like, Rob, we were talking about, well, what can you do to go into retirement and still be able to go to the store and buy your own groceries and, you know, walk around without having to bend over a cart? What can you do so that you can enjoy your grandchildren, that you can take that walk on the beach? Well, it's about balance. In my head, it's all about balance. It's like, you know, you can't be just good at one thing. Well, I ate well. I can't understand why I can't walk. Well, you sure you ate well, but you sat on the couch all day long. You know, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Well, you know, I ate well and I walked around, but you know what? My blood pressure is still really high and I feel awful. Well, yeah, that's because you're totally stressed out. Your adrenal glands are burnt out and, you know, it doesn't matter how good you ate or how much you walked. You're miserable. So what can you do to achieve that balance? Part of it is you have to look at yourself. And you have to look at your weak area. None of us want to look at our weak area. We always want to look at what we're good at, what we're strong at. And we get better and better at that, but weaker and weaker at what we're not. Because, again, the only thing that you're going to get good at is what you do. So why don't we like look towards balance, right? A balance of mind, body, spirit. That, to me, is the goal. And what you do, what you find out, you're going to find out that you do probably have some areas that you could be, that you can find improvement in. I know I still have lots of areas that I can find improvement in. At that point, come to the Weiner Wellness Center. Come to here. Because we have everybody that, we have that balance. We have a balance of nutrition. We have fitness experts. My God, do we have fitness experts. In fact, I think everybody who works here, that's the common denominator, right? You're all fitness experts. You know, everybody here has been interested in nutrition. For as long as I've been here, I remember speaking to Dr. Orbach probably my first week, and I said to him, well, you know, what do you do? He goes, well, I make sure everybody has magnesium and probably vitamin D, right? Magnesium. And if you don't have magnesium, get it. All right, so, you know, that was it. And, of course, we know that Cho, you know, did not get the nickname Godfather of Nutrition for nothing, right? There's a good reason for that. And right now, look, the leader is Jamie Dorley. So, and, of course, we know, I'm sure all of you know this, but if you didn't, Jamie Dorley was an amateur bodybuilding champion. And along with that, you don't become a bodybuilding champion just by working out. That it takes mental toughness. That takes the right attitude. That takes good diet. So, you know, way before you were even, you know, a professional, while you were still in college, you were doing all of this. So we have all of these. And we have someone who is an incredible kinesiologist, muscle tester. He's the fastest I like to see him like compete in a race, right? Get a whole bunch of people together and say, who can do muscle testing the fastest and the best? And have like a panel, you know, to like see whether or not, you know, who wins or something like that. And now with Dr. Philip Ross, what a wonderful addition, what a wonderful mentor he's going to have with Dr. Orbach. He's young. He's what? He's 29. He has experience that is equivalent to about 10 years. He's worked really hard with a lot of people. His knowledge is incredible. And again, he's bringing new knowledge fresh out of college. You know, the newest, latest stuff, laser stuff, happening, coming, going to happen here. So we're keeping up with the very latest. And once more, I do want to stress that he is going to have incredible mentorship, and the leader in that mentorship is going to be Dr. Gideon Orbach, who is absolutely a master of the craft.
All right, guys. Listen, I got to get to a break, so you sit right there, and we'll come back, and we'll give that final segment to Dr. Hahnemann. You know, Joe Messina, as we come back for our final segment, and the entire segment going to be dedicated to the man of the hour, of course, Dr. Hahnemann. I said credible. It was incredible as an employee and what he did, but credible is when I think of him, because every time he brought something to the table, he brought his A game, because there was a lot of hours and days in some cases of research that went into everything he had to say, not just with your workshops during the Weiner Wellness Weeks when he was face-to-face with his patients, but here on this program. One thing about Dr. Joseph Hahnemann, I think credible is a perfect word to describe him, Joe.
Incredible it is. Nobody was more thorough. As we said, his middle name should be preparedness, preparation. He was in every aspect of his life. So without any further ado, Dr. Joseph Honigman, your farewell address to the nation.
So I guess the first thing I should do is just to once more, you know, to thank all of you. You've heard it throughout, you know, this broadcast. So, you know, I don't want to bore you too much, but again, I want to thank you, Jamie. I want to thank you, Joe, and thank you, Dr. Orbach. I want to thank everybody here who made it possible for me to be able to live out I'm not going to say my dream, because it was more than my dream. It was my intention. You know, this is what I've always wanted to do, and I'm once more very grateful that I have been able to do it. And you know, getting back to what, you know, we were talking about, Rob, you know, how do you get to the point to once, you know, you are retiring, that you can enjoy your life? And I'm going to go back to that topic of balance, and, you know, for each of you to look at, each of you listeners, every one of you listeners, to look at yourself. You know, you should love yourself and be pleased with yourself right now. That's number one. I mean, you are wonderful just the way you are, but you can feel better if you want to. So, you know, where is it in your balance that might not be right? You know, might you have some nasty microbes floating around in your gut that needs to be taken care of? Do you need to go on a cleanse? Do you have to change your diet? You know, what is it? Have you been exposed to environmental toxins? The truth is, you've heard me say this before, living in Pittsburgh, we're exposed to environmental toxins every day. The pollution level is very high. What can you do for that? Maybe take some Aramax, N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C. These are antioxidants, antihistamines, phytochemicals that are great to help counter the environmental pollutants that are in the air. Could it be stress? What do you need to do about that? Well, we've got practitioners here to help you. You're going to be working on it on your own. There's lots of things. Watch my video on stress. I've done several on them, and it will give you at least some great beginnings. Get out. Do something. Don't sit. You've heard that the sitting is the new smoking, and maybe it's not the new smoking, but it's certainly bad for you. Get up, walk, take a walk in the park. Not only will you begin being active, but maybe you can practice some Shinrin Yoku, forest breathing.
Oh,
right. Let's do that. I love that. You know, it's like that's one of my most favorite things in the whole world to do. I do it at the wonderful, the one and only Frick Park. And now I am going to be there forever as a brick on the wall. Once more, thank you, Jamie and Joe, for that honor. I will share a few stories with you so that you know the possibility of healing. It's never too late. Even if it's too late by maybe what we can do from a lifestyle, it's never too late for divine healing. But let me give you just a few examples. I had someone in not too long ago who was going to be put on methotrexate for an autoimmune disorder, you know, with suspicion of lupus. And they were about to do that, and they came to me and put this person on a whole food, plant-based diet. We did a detox, and just within really six weeks to 8 weeks, came to me and said, I'm feeling great. All my numbers are normal. Thank you. There's absolutely no need for me to be on methotrexate. I've told stories of people coming who were extremely overweight. And the extreme example I give is of someone losing 100 pounds in 1 year. They were a diabetic, had high blood pressure. Lipids were bad. All of that normalized. Again, a testament to their healing, but also their willingness to get help here at the Weiner Wellness Center.
Listen, Doc, we could go on all day, but I literally am down to less than a minute. I do want to thank you. You're a gem, and you'll continue, I'm sure, to pay it forward by helping people just because you're that kind of guy. Joe, Jamie, Dr. Orbach, Jeffrey Nisnik, everyone down there. Remember, get to retirement, be healthy, don't waste a single day because they're there. Just a phone call away, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Next Weiner Wellness Week coming up in just a few weeks. Find out more at drweiner.com. Joe, you and I, the final word or two, a great man, a great hour, and definitely deserving, right?
Yeah, definitely deserve. And thank you so much, Rob, for allowing us to do this and being there for us. You're the go-to guy. And we've just, every break we talk about, you know, about how good you are on the air. And it's just an honor for us to be here with you. And I just want to say my final salutation. I won't say my final goodbye, but my final salutation, which Dr. Hahnemann actually did steal from me from one of his workshops. Live long and prosper.
Or as the great Vince Lombardi said, run to win. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Dr. Hahnemann. Godspeed, my friend, okay?
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for everything.
The best, Dr. Joseph Hahnemann. Going to be tough to replace that guy. I'll tell you, he's one in a million. I absolutely have lots of love, and I revere and respect that man. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, drweiner.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.